You know, ending the show on a motherfucking awesome beer is pretty motherfucking awesome.
All right, well, let's go over the story of that show. So we started with the introduction, and so we went into...
Soundbed ended early, so that was kind of our struggle, right? Our conflict.
Well, no. I'm looking at it slightly differently. So we started, and the call to adventure was pretty much implied by the fact that we're doing a show. The refusal of the call was simply us deciding which beer to do first, and then the supernatural aid was us making the choice of which beer to do first. So, you know, you can compress these parts. So we jump.
You're assuming that our show is compelling.
Yeah, right. True. I'm fitting it into a story structure. I'm jamming it into a story structure like a round peg in a square hole. We cross the third threshold and jump to the belly of the whale and started our road to trials pretty much immediately and started drinking. We met with the goddess with the smoked pilsner and atoned with the father. And then we crossed the last threshold with the smoked wood. So,
what would the plugs be at the end there?
The plugs would be, well, we had accomplished our goal. We'd come back. So we're the master of two worlds by finding a fantastic beer. And the plugs was just the end, you know, the
credits.
Learning to live. What's that part?
I assumed you wanted some more smoking wood since yes, it is cheat yeah. day and all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think we're going to save that one until tomorrow.
So that's how I would shove this show into a story structure. As I was saying to Jeff before, you know, like I said, I learned a lot of this by reading Dan Harmon's stuff and then going to the other stuff, going to Joseph Campbell and things like that. And one of the reasons why Jeff and I love Community so much... One of the reasons why I think Community is a great show is because Dan Harmon is committed, absolutely committed to story structure, and he makes sure that he sticks the landing on all of his shows. So that's why you can have a compelling show, and it's not necessarily the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life, but it's still compelling and interesting, and it keeps you wanting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it was a good show. That's why Dan Harmon's a good writer, even though he's a terrible employee, from what I understand. I mean, he doesn't take studio notes. He works way too hard on things. He obsesses over things.
Guy that wants to make the best product he can make.
Yeah, yeah. He causes problems for people up the line. That's why he gets fired. But the reason why he keeps getting jobs is because everyone knows Dan Harmon is hard to work with in Hollywood. But everyone also knows that Dan Harmon can write you a fucking great story. So.
Keeps getting jobs. He has something new?
He has three jobs now, actually. Okay. He has an Adult Swim show that's coming in 2014. He has a Fox pilot and a CBS pilot.
Nice. Okay. If they're two-thirds as good as Community, then there'll be shows that run for a while and it'll be fun to watch.
So if you listen to his podcast, which is probably not a lot of you who listen to both of our podcasts, but if you do, like I do, then you know that his ideal plan, which is almost certainly not going to come to fruition because he's too much of a hard ass and control freak. But his ideal plan is that he has, you know, a sort of mainstream, like multicam for CBS and a more kind of Community-like single cam for Fox, and then all the jokes that get rejected, instead of him having to fight for those things, he can put them into his Adult Swim show, which nobody cares about because no one watches.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to promote this. Did you see the CBR Amazon store?
I did not see the CBR Amazon store.
So the affiliate thing lets you make a store. And I made a CBR store with all our favorite things. As you can see, the Xylus, Spielglau, and these are all the different Spielglau glasses. I wasn't sure what else to put in, so we got some beer magazines. We got All About Beer, Brew Your Own, Draft Magazine. Got the Perlick, which is the good draft handle. I might actually make a home brewing section. Beer Connoisseur, which is another good beer magazine. And the little yeasty guy from the plush microbes.
Which Chef has, and it's cute.
Yep. If you can think of anything else, you know, we could stick in here. Some of these similar items might be good.
I don't see a black dildo, so...
A couple cock rings. but yeah, so we're gonna, I'm just, you know, things that really the thing was, you know, we love the Xylus and the Spielglau,
mm-hmm.
right? And if people, they're expensive glasses, right? You get the Spielglau glasses, you get two Spielglau glasses for $19.90.
Yeah, what's weird to me is they call this a Stem Pilsner glass. I mean, this is a tulip glass.
Well, they have the, yeah, they call the name weird, but you can get four different glasses. You can get all of the four different types. You can get a Weizen, a Pilsner, a Lager, and a Snifter for $40. It's a small crowd that's going to pay $10 for a glass. Mm-hmm. I was talking with this with Scott from East End. They have Snifters, but they're the thick glass. You know, they're kind of like the Maudit glasses that we got. Right? Mm-hmm. They're decent glasses, but... You know, like I say in the description here, these are the preferred glasses of Craft Beer Radio. I now have a lot of logo shaker pints that never get used. You know?
Yep.
That's kind of the thing. Even the Snifters, the Snifters I liked before, I don't like them as much because these are great glasses. So, you know, instead of getting 20 different logo glasses... Spend $20 on a pair of Spielglau. I would say that. Yeah. Now, not everyone's going to spend their money. Like, the Spielglau guy, you know, the reps here in South Hills, right? He's talked to Scott from East End. I agree, there's no market for Spielglau East End brewing glasses.
Yep.
People are going to pay $10 a glass. They don't want a logo on them. Mm-hmm. They're not going to buy them at Growler Hours.
Probably not.
You know, so
not enough to be profitable anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it makes sense. I mean, it's a very narrow audience, but you know, the listeners, they're looking for them.
If you want, there they are. The best glasses that we subjectively feel we've ever drank beer out of, they'd be the Spielglau, quote unquote, Stem the Pilsner.
If, well, I say here, if you're going to get one, get this glass.
Yeah.
And that's the Stem Pilsner, or the Snifter, basically.
And we haven't tried the wheat ones I got yet.
They're really big glasses. Yeah. You almost need Witbier or Hefeweizen on draft to actually use them. You know, they're just a huge glass. It's probably, I'm not sure how many ounces it is. Yeah, so we got the CBR store. So if you come up with anything, they also let you put in your wish lists here. I was thinking about doing a Jeff and a Greg wish list. Who knows? I'll probably never get anything bought. So, but if you want to, like, put together a wish list, just give me the things and I'll throw them in there.
All right.
Be optimistic and foolish, right?
Well, there's going to be a lot of dildos.
Black ones?
All colors.
Green ones?
All colors of the rainbow.
Oh, this is the post show. I can talk about this. So I was reading...
I hope it's dildo related.
It is
dildo awesome. Related. Okay, because there's definitely a theme developing here.
I was on the Amazon today. Okay, so this is post show. We're all friends. I can tell the whole story.
Yeah.
So I really need to call the doctor to get the vasectomy, but I've been lazy and I haven't done that yet. So Heather and I were at the store buying condoms a couple weeks, or last week.
So she doesn't want to go on the pill.
She was on the shot for a long time, and it worked very well. She didn't have many of the side effects. She didn't gain weight and that, but I forget why she doesn't want to go back on the shot again. And it's probably all the beer why I can't remember the reason right now. I'm fine with getting a vasectomy. In the long term, yeah. It's just easier and cheaper.
Yeah, you know? And they can actually reverse them now, too. So if you
really they're expensive to reverse, but odds are... I'm happy. I'm done. You know.
You might want to like look into like freezing some sperm before.
That's expensive too. Yeah.
Not at least freezing your freezer.
Well, I'm not sure about freezing sperm. Like freezing like placental.
Just come into a couple ice cube trays.
And stick like when we had Allison and Max, you know, there was an option to freeze like some of the placenta, like or placental cells. I don't know if they're stem or whatnot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can save some of that. Or placental blood or umbilical cord blood is what you can freeze. It's like $1,000 plus a yearly thing.
Really? Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, but it can treat these childhood diseases.
Right, yeah. Like, it's like, you know, I'll roll the dice.
Yeah. So anyway, we're at the condoms, you know, aisle, and, you know, they actually sell the, you know, the Durex condoms with this little cock ring vibrator thing, right? We were joking about it. And then, like, I go into my Amazon shopping cart, and there's this vibrating cock ring in the Amazon thing.
Vibrating cock ring.
Yes. I didn't end up buying. So I was reading reviews on different things.
So
it's fun reading reviews on sex aids.
So it's a combination condom vibrator.
Here,
that's a fantastic idea. I see nothing wrong with that.
It's called the O-ring. No, those were O-rings.
Called O-ring.
You can actually search for vibrating cock ring. You can actually, so the ovation, that's what it was called. It's called ovation. But yeah, look at all these. Here, Trojan vibrating ring multi-speed with 4 vibration levels. I was looking through reviews of these to see if any of these were any good. Like, some of them are smooth and there's a vibrator only on like one side. So they'll rotate around. So you can imagine how that wouldn't be good because you want them to stay on top. You know, you want
you want to hit the clit.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the ones that are more ribbed or, you know, ribs isn't a horrible word, but...
Why is ribbed a horrible word?
Well, I mean, not ribbed, but, like, ones that have texture to keep them from sliding around and whatnot. But there's the... what did I find? It was the...
See, our biggest problem in society is that we don't
talk about sex. The double penetrator. So it's a cock ring. Here, check this out. Okay. It's a cock ring, but it has a dong. It goes around your cock.
It's a double dong. So wow.
No. This is where your dick goes.
Yeah, I know. So you're doing it. You're doing it twice, but you don't have to invite anybody else along.
And it's a cock ring, so you don't go too soon.
So you don't have to be uncomfortable about it. You don't have to, like, ask your friend to come along and then, like, not tell anyone else. you get a fake.
And then there's the cock rings that, like, there's normal cock rings, but then there's those ones that, like, hold your balls up. So, like, if you're doing our doggy style, your balls will hit her clit and whatnot. first time I realized Amazon sold sex toys, I couldn't believe there was, like, shit like this on Amazon.
I was just joking when I said dildos, but... Now I'm impressed. I'm impressed by the variety.
There's a ton of sex aids on Amazon. The reviews are hilarious. That's where this whole story was going. Was I was reading reviews about the double penetrator, not because I actually
went a different direction.
Not because I actually wanted to get it.
I think we crossed a different threshold than you expected.
But they sell this at the drugstore next to the condoms. There's a Trojan or Durex, you know, it's a condom and this vibrating cock ring where it's a little bullet on top.
Why not? Right? I mean, we talked about this before, how, you know, men get more kind of like immediate release sort of pleasure, but I think women get more pleasure out of sex if they experience orgasm than men do. You know, because it's like a wave and you know, and for us it's just sort of like, oh God, I got to release this. Oh, all right, I'm done.
I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Anyway.
So we bought we ended up buying, we didn't buy the cock ring at the drugstore, but we bought the Trojan variety pack. Right. And they have
they have like a warming gel thing.
They have that. They have the fire and ice. Yeah. They have the one. So it was like, so there's all the ones I've used up until now have been just traditional old condoms. And though this new pack, they're a new shape. They're almost like, the, what the hell is, what's the heavy lift rocket that we use where, you know, it's long and narrow Delta and then the payload is bigger, you know,
Delta 5.
So it's like that. So they're bigger around the glons and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And we used one called Twisted, which I guess has ribs that go kind of in a spiral, but I don't think it was, maybe it was a little bit the ribs, but it was also this configuration of being looser at the top or something. You know, we've only used one of this new pack, but like I did not last very long. It felt a lot better than all the Trojan ends old style, like your dad's condoms that I used, that we've used up until now. I was like, holy hell. But there's also different ways to, like if she's on top, I can last all day. Like if there, we use, if there, if it's nice and slick and she's on top, no problem. But like other configurations, like 20 seconds, I'm done. Mm. You know, it all depends on the configuration and the angle and the...
The angle of the dangle is inversely proportional to the heat of the beat.
So like, you know, if I want to make sure Heather gets her fun, we're starting out with her on top.
Are you... So you've been married for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Are you... Would you be embarrassed or... Like or have issues with her bringing a dildo, like a toy into the bedroom?
No. Now she's going to be embarrassed if she ever finds out that we talked about this. It's funny. There, she has a vibrator, a small little dildo about this big.
Sure.
You know, about 5-6 inches, I guess. We've never used it. I also don't think that she, I mean, maybe she's hiding something from me, but I don't think she's used it on her own. I think she bought it with the plans of us using it and then just has never used it. Like, it's in her drawer, little pink dildo thing, mm-hmm. vibrator. But we've never used it. Like I said, maybe she's pulling one over on me and doing it, you know, using it when, you know, the kids are napping or something.
Well,
but, you know, I think it's more of the thing. She bought it to spice something up and then, like, maybe well, embarrassed.
Maybe you get in the heat of the moment. Like, yeah, bring out the dildo. And
and what? And what? Stick it up my ass?
No. Just, you know, bring it out. I want to see you use it on yourself. That'll get me hot. I mean, because I'm sure she wants to know that she's attractive to you.
Yeah.
And
I did buy a dong, just a non-vibrating dong a while ago, but I screwed up. I bought one that was probably bigger than thicker than me, so it wasn't comfortable. She didn't like it, so like we never used it. It's gone now. That was the only sex toy I've ever bought. But yeah, she has like the little pink vibrator.
I bought a...
That I'm waiting for. Waiting to see in use.
So I bought... Because I wanted to see what it was like. I bought a...
A fleshlight?
Not a fleshlight. Close enough to a fleshlight. It was basically a silicone vagina thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't quite compare to the real thing. And...
Is it better than your hand?
No, it kind of felt gross, really, to be honest.
Did you use enough lube?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just didn't feel right. Maybe the fleshlight's better. It was like a really cheap version. So
I mean, I don't know. I've never used one of those. I'm trying to think, like, could it be better? I mean, you think in certain ways you're going to get, like, it can be engineered to be better. Right?
Yeah, probably.
You know, than your hand.
I
but
bet.
Then your hand has so much fine motor control.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can control your hand. You can control how much you're giving.
So you're trading fine motor control versus best industrial design possible.
But no, that's the thing is, like I said, I paid for the cheap one.
Yeah.
So I paid for, you know, the really cheap version, and you get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. It's like the blow up doll with inner tube, right?
Right, yeah.
Like the inner tube plastic blow up doll.
It was not very pleasing. No.
How much is a fleshlight anyway?
I think they're like $25 or $30. I don't think they're that much.
Let's see.
I listened to somebody.
They have the wow! Look at their website. Wow. They don't. There's all kinds of nakedness right on the website. But man, the pussy on the end of the tube just looks very, it doesn't look right.
I like how you can get like a black fleshlight Asian fleshlight. It's like, what?
Well, there's black people. I mean, it's like a fetish thing. It's like, I just like to have.
But I mean, like an Asian. I don't know.
Well, I like.
Fleshlight shower mount.
I like how you can get different orifices, right? You can get the anal orifice or the vaginal orifice.
So now they have them actually like they do like dental things, but
I saw a video of famous porn star getting a silicone mold of her crotch. So you can actually get the labia of your favorite porn star. That seems a little overkill. Or like here with this one, you can get her labia or her anus. Like they molded her anus. Like, is one anus that really that different from the others?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Choose an inner texture. Wow. There are a lot of options here. This is not the cheap one that you bought.
No, I'm impressed. I'm constantly impressed by the sex industry.
They are, okay, yeah, like you're here, products. So Asa Akira, I don't know who she is, but she's a hot Asian porn star, Akia. You can get her a vagina. You can get her mouth. That
does not look very...
It's not even a smile. It's just, I'm molding my mouth for a fleshlight.
All right. Again.
It's not... The mouth's horrible, and then of course her bum,
her butt.
And as we know, Greg loves butt sex.
Yes, there's nothing I like than putting my penis where poop goes.
But their website is great spank material too. It's like an uncensored website. Look at that.
There it is.
I don't like the whole comic book.
Some people do. I mean, she has her audience.
She does, yes. Well, what was this shower thing that they had?
It looks like just a mount that you put in your
fleshlight on, and then water comes out of it.
You know, it's exactly the same as a GPS mount on your windshield, except for it's meant to hold a fleshlight.
What's the point of water coming out of a pussy to shower under? I guess some people would get...
Look at how much that is. That's expensive.
Like gold, it's like water play, right? I guess.
$72. Sports.
That's the shower mount plus... Okay, so base... What's the base price here? Yeah. What can we get into a fleshlight for?
Standard fleshlight. Like if you just wanted...
What? There's so many options. There's the girls' toys, the girls' Euro. There's Nina Harley and Fleshlight Toys. Okay. No, we don't want to build your own.
Imagine calling them, I just want a normal fleshlight.
What is
it's like calling up the cable company. I just want cable, okay? I don't need option 12.
Oh, well, they got the beer can ones, right, too. Ones that don't look like dildo or sex toys. They're just...
Your friend be like, oh, yes, what the fuck?
You can get different sleeves. Okay, I think we're getting it. MILF Hunter? What?
What?
There's a pussy that looks like a worn-out mom's pussy? What? This is a little more raunchy than a normal posho. Alien!
Look, Alien!
It's a triangular pussy. Look at that.
What? They're going Navi.
A triangle pussy. Look at that.
They are. This ain't Avatar.
A blue triangle pussy.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry for everyone who's at work who can't look this stuff up right now.
My God. I think the most amazing thing is that they must sell that.
Okay, so male toys, they have the male G-spot. What does go up your ass, I guess?
I guess.
Let's see. But where's the other part go?
I don't know, in your taint. I don't know.
I mean, it looks like something a female would use because it's U-shaped.
Because you can then use it on yourself, right? So
what does your balls and your ass?
You put it like here, and you
Oh, you hold on to it
yeah.
in front of your... There's a prostate health one. Well, that's good. Prostate health's good. It's a bullet that goes inside this weird-shaped dildo.
So as you're pleasuring yourself, you can check your prostate. Not bad.
Wow. I am not living life. Because I don't know much about the male G-spot stimulator.
Well, we haven't answered the question. How much does...
A basic fleshlight
cost. A basic fleshlight cost, yes.
It's hard because they put the shower thing up front. Oh, wait, here we go. No shower mount. No build your own. No stamina training. Come on, just...
Stamina training?
No... Original. Okay, original. Here we go. Okay. The original fleshlight. More pussies. This is original a great website. Lady.
Wow, okay. $55. So, yeah, so the one I got was like probably $15. So I bet the fleshlight version is, you know, better material.
I wonder if I can get them as a sponsor for the show, like Kevin Smith did for Smodcast.
Mm.
Want some more of this?
I think it's putting the show in an interesting direction, so yes.
This is the end of the smoking wood. Yep. Smoking wood! No wonder we're talking about all kinds of sex shit.
Yeah, it's breweries. It's Jim Brew's fault. Jim Brew.
Patrick.
Patrick Rue. There's a Jim Rome on
yes.
sports, so yes. that's why.
Okay, so we got the original lady, the original butt, and the original mouth. I don't know. I can't see anyone wanting the mouth.
Well, I can't see anyone wanting the alien. So I don't know. Yeah. I got a whole collection of fleshlights.
So what? Okay. This is more fascinating than anything.
Yeah, no, this
so,
is
so like performance. What's under performance section? Okay, stamina training. Oh my god, this does not look like fun. There's a size enhancer, but it is not a penis pump. It is a stretcher.
Oh god, it's like an Iron Maiden for your penis.
It is this thing. It clamps.
They do have a penis pump, though.
It clamps around the head of your penis,
right.
And then it has these two long arms that go back to your pelvic bone, and you stretch your penis.
That's gonna make
it. It's like braces for your penis.
That's like if you did that to your arm would not get any longer.
Well, there's no bones in your boner, contrary to popular belief.
No, but your skin doesn't get.
I never looked into the science. The penis stretcher, the andropenis, really, is $211.
It's for all you androids out there.
And their cock pump is $115. How much is a real penis pump? Let's go to Amazon.
What, you saying that's not a real penis pump?
That
looked real to me.
Their fleshlights are $55. That seems like a little priced over market, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, you're paying for quality.
Well, I want to see what Chinese knockoff penis pumps go for. Chinese knockoff penis pumps go for $23 to $40, I would say.
Well, these are going on my wish list.
The big kahuna.
Mm.
Nice. The potent maximizer. $16? You can get a penis pump for $16.99.
See? You know, you can look and you can find deals.
Let's see what the reviews are on the $16.99 penis pump. Be the first to review this item.
Let's do it. It's not good radio.
We could share it.
I mean, we can share it afterwards, but it's not good radio to type on the air.
How about the pumping part?
I don't know. That's taking the show in a wildly different direction.
That's a
way different version of Meeting with the Goddess.
Where did the fleshlight tab go?
But we definitely have entered the belly of the whale.
That's Great Divide. That's definitely not the fleshlight.
This is a whole new world as far as I'm concerned. This is a brand new expanse with rules that I never thought were possible.
Okay, so what else is on Fleshlight's website? Okay, so the male toys, we got the vibrating cock rings that I'm well acquainted with, even though I have not used one yet. The cock sling.
Yeah. So now that you're picking options, we're in the road of trials. This is where the montage
takes place. So I'm curious. So the cock sling is like a cock ring, but there's kind of a sail off of it. Or how would you describe the cock sling?
It's like a shark fin for your penis.
It goes underneath. It holds it. It holds it up. What?
What?
Huh.
Read description. I'm going to take a piss.
Okay.
As long as we're talking about penises, you know, I might as well.
Might as well use yours. All right.
Okay, I'm back.
So I read the description about the cock sling. I'm not sure I get it. You actually wear it backwards. So this starts, it like touches your taint, but don't your balls get in the way?
Well, you have to try it out first to tell you. But here's my question.
$21 for a cock, for a tiny little silicone cock ring.
Here's where we get to the Atonement with the Father, where we question all our things and get to our lowest moment. Mm-hmm. Are we talking about this sex thing because we're liberated about sex enough to talk about it, or because we're so embarrassed by it that we feel that we need to talk about it? Indeed.
I think that, you know, that we're comfortable enough to talk to our friends about it like this is liberated, not really making fun of the whole thing.
All right.
I talked about ordering a vibrating cock ring.
Yeah, no, and I talked about, I never expected fake pussy.
Expected to own a cock ring. Now okay. I need to, now, so this.
All right, so let's cross that last threshold.
Okay, so this is the Tantus cock sling. And they talk about how, you know, I guess it points backwards. It external prostate massage, they call it, but that's very far from your prostate, as far as I know. Expert of age. When Amanda ejaculates, the prostate's job is to shut off the bladder and to push seminal fluid down the urethra. I'm not sure that's scientifically true.
Well, your bladder does shut off when you...
I thought that was the erectile tissue in your penis that blocked all that shit off.
No, because you can still kind of pee when you have an erection. It's harder, but it's
pee possible. On? That's really hard. Okay, anyway. The testicles...
But you can't pee while you're ejaculating.
So the prostate's job is to push seminal fluid
and
down the
And you can't pee
urethra.
Right afterwards, so if you have to pee when you have sex, it's really bad because you're like, oh.
Okay, so here we go. The testicles then contract and add sperm to the seminal fluid, and the result is ejaculation. A cock ring holds the balls down and keeps the testes... What's the difference between balls and testes?
I don't think there is one.
Okay. Holds the balls down and keeps the testes from contracting, thus slowing down ejaculation. The constriction takes orgasm from about 6 seconds up to 45 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
That would kill a man. 45 seconds of orgasm?
Like I said, men, at least in my experience, I don't know if the ejaculation part is the part that's so awesome about the sex. It's the right before and then the feeling of relief after. It's kind of like a huge shit. It involves a lot of the same nerves, right? I mean,
Fleshlight mounts. So in case you want to hold your own fleshlight, you can buy a big fucking thing and stick your fleshlight in, and you can fuck the thing.
So it's like, you know, if you don't have a sofa.
Well, but the sofas, you know, they're not scientifically engineered to give you the best fleshlight mount. Where this,
so,
the on a mission for $127.
If you really want to spend your money.
Look at that. That looks awesome to fuck. It's a card black plastic thing with a pink pussy in the middle. And look at this. Look at these.
I like how they have a dude there. And I think what's funny is, you know, they have naked girls all over the site. But
the dude's wearing jockey shorts. he's pretend fucking the mouth.
Because no one wants to see a fucking penis.
Know your audience. Yeah. Rule number one to a company like this is know your audience.
Well, I mean, but that's the weird uncomfortable thing, right? I mean, you know, if that guy was naked and we saw him sticking his dick in something,
then
you and I would feel uncomfortable, even though we're comfortable about talking about a fleshlight. So yeah, there's this weird kind of,
I'm not sure. I guess I don't know. This thing doesn't look. If I want to fuck something, I might spring for a real doll.
Yeah, I mean, you know how sometimes you feel like shit after you masturbate, and sometimes after you fuck a girl, you feel like shit? Imagine fucking a a fleshlight in a
in an amount
that you bought, you know, together. The whole thing was like $200, and it's this little like shoebox that you stuck under you that you ended up fucking
black plastic shoebox.
God, okay. That you'd feel awful.
So here's my next question for men, male toys. They have Mr. Limpy, which is this floppy dong. Mm. How's that for men? What's this for?
I don't know. I mean, maybe guys like to play with
floppy dongs.
Floppy dongs.
You can stretch it, swing it, pull it back, and use it as a gag gift. Oh, gag gift, I guess. It's a great conversation starter and icebreaker. There you go. Blind date. Hey, look, I got Mr. Nippy.
Got to one of our. Can I buy you a
drink? Price appropriate. Look, they're less than $15 for Mr.
Nippy. Although, you know what? That would be fun to just kind of like stick out of your pants.
Okay.
That reminds me of you saw Boogie Nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had that, you know, the prosthetic dick at the end.
Yeah, okay.
And I remember listening to Howard Stern one time when I think, you know, Mark Wahlberg brought the dick and then Howard put it in his pants and he felt like totally comfortable walking around with it because it was like a huge dick. So he just let it fall out of his pants and Pirates by Fleshlight.
So they have this whole pirate theme. They got three girls, pirate girls, and they have their fleshlights. But how does the fleshlight relate back to the whole pirate theme?
Well, there was a big, like a $2 or $3 million porn movie called Pirates.
Oh, is that what these are?
Yeah, those are probably
because the fleshlight with the pussies don't have any kind of yarr to it.
There's no parrot on those pussies.
But they are more expensive. They're $67 for the Pirates. Oh, I didn't realize
it was limited edition pussies.
I didn't realize it was a blockbuster porn film. Okay, female toys. What do we got for the girls? We got vibrators, dildos, romance, and Pandora.
Wait, is that like alien, more alien shit?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay, so since we're paying for premium sex ad, okay, the rabbit. Everyone knows about the rabbit.
Not everyone knows about the rabbit.
It's a dildo with a little thing that touches your clit. Yeah. These are kind of boring for fleshlights. The Omnibod, Naughty Bod, they're just tubes. Not as extravagant for the girls as there is for the guys.
They probably don't make as much money, you know. Not as much research going on.
But
in that
I mean,
division.
Come on, look at all that other shit. You would have expected the double penetrator to be.
Well,
on
see,
here.
What I'm wondering is who's the tester? Who's the guy's like, oh, we got a new porn star, and I got to test that pussy out. All right,
it's a very lucky man. Okay. No, dildos looks a little more interesting. They got some crazy.
I don't know. I doubt they pay much for that job. Is that lucky?
You got some stainless steel metal ones.
So they're sort of like Benoit balls, sort of, right?
And some glass ones. Yeah, okay, so boring.
See, glass...
Dildos for her and him.
I would not... Were I a woman, I would not want a glass dildo in my vagina.
They're Pyrex, they're temperature sensitive, or temperature stable.
It's still, the very idea that it could break and shatter and turn into something really sharp... In there.
Oh, this is one of those vibrating penny things, isn't it? Oh, it's sold out. We can't even get more details on it. Here we go. What is this? This is the joke harness. Oh, is strap on? What is this?
Looks like it, yeah.
You know, or just want Heather to plow me. I'll get one of those.
Sometimes you gotta apply your man.
I think we're about worn out the fleshlight thing. So if you're tired of being disgusted by our talk, I think you know that size enhancer, that stretcher thing, that Iron Maiden. That's ugh.
I think still the most fascinating thing is like the little shoebox that you fuck. I mean, you know,
the mount for the fleshlight.
I get the fleshlight, but then buying a mount for your fleshlight.
Just get that fucking little more natural.
Yeah.
What are these orgy ones?
I guess orgy? Get inside as many of today's stars as you want.
Okay, so they're just more.
So you get a couple at a time, I guess.
Oh, I see. So you get different inserts for your fleshlight. Huh?
It's kind of
a package.
Yeah. Package deal. Well, I'm going to fuck this porn star's fake vagina today.
Okay, so we got the Bodrum, we got the stamina, we got the...
Wait. What does the stamina do? I'm curious, because how does a fleshlight
build up stamina?
Yeah, make you
use it a lot. That's how you use it. Desensitize the head of your cock. Interact. Oh, what, this hooks up to the internet?
Ooh,
look at this.
Teledildonics. Now we're in a cool area.
What is this? The V-stroker.
This is... Now we're talking.
Connect and interact with Misty Stone. V-stroker-enabled content. So it hooks up to your computer for, like, the video matches the...
See, we talked about this before, about how there's a matching dildo and vagina thing that some company is working on, so couples can use it. But really... Right. Quote unquote couples can use it, but really it's so people can use it on their favorite porn stars or whatever. This is the same sort of thing.
Where's the, like, explain this to me other than having pictures of pussy flashlights?
More info. We gotta have info.
The biggest video production companies in the industry have come together to develop hot interactive videos exclusively for V-Stroker. The hottest girls are lusting for your touch in our V-Stroker-enabled videos. Be seduced by your favorite star, then fuck her, like, in any position you can desire. I want to do her ear. You think they have ear inserts for that?
No, see, there's a major problem here. Major problem here. And that's that this is all about sex. And not about anything else.
So, but it says, like, you can even control the moment you come all over her. So it's almost like one of those, like, multi-angle DVDs where you can, like, oh, I'm coming, and hit the button, and it jumps right to the cum scene. We're like, and you can pick, do you want to come on our tits or on her face?
Uh-huh.
Or do you want to give her a cream pie?
I mean, really... And I think maybe that may have been part of my problem with the fake pussy, is that it's not real.
Did you feel guilty coming inside the fake pussy?
No.
It wasn't. How do you clean out a fake pussy?
You wash it.
Is it hard?
No.
Is there like crevices?
No, it was pretty easy to clean.
Okay. That was actually a question that I had about these fleshlights, and like, can you get it clean? Can you loan it to a friend after you use it?
Dishwashing soap will do the job.
I think Greg missed my joke there.
Can you give it to a friend? Once you clean it, why not? Honestly.
They have different channel textures, too. You see that?
Yeah.
So this one looks like a bunch of... looks like an Aurora drive from a, top secret machine.
But so you get, a base physical connection. But, like the real problem is you're not getting anything else besides that. And
it's like POV porn. I mean, that's all it is. You have a little more control over it.
It's just, what you long for, what you really want is a connection to a person. The sex is fun at first, but it really becomes just sort of a small part of the relationship and not the relationship.
Okay, the stamina training unit. The key to lasting longer in bed is... in becoming a better lover. It's not a cream. It's not a pill. It's not a potion. It's practice. The Fleshlight STU, Stamina Training Unit, masturbation product.
I like how they
make it sound important.
Yeah. We're gonna make this an acronym so that...
Helps you find your rhythm and attain peak sexual performance. But how... Oh, okay. Patented texture. With our patented Super Skin masturbation sleeve and specifically designed inner canal texture, the STU provides the most intense and pleasurable... Okay, so maybe this is it. It is like...
A super vagina.
Exactly. Yeah. It's designed to make you come in 2 seconds. So as soon as you get up to 6 seconds...
in a super vagina, then you can last in a regular vagina.
Oh, so just follow the sexual training stamina routines in our exclusive e-booklet available for purchase.
So
he said, no, you have to buy the condom or the masturbation tool. You have to buy the e-book also.
So if you ask me, what you really should do
is whack off a sandpaper.
No, what you really should do is just buy the STU and jerk off with that, because it you know, it'll knock your jerk off time to half.
Waste less time.
Yeah.
And when you have a lady, you'll be ready.
Yeah. Just, you know, so yeah.
That's a good point. I thought I had expired this thing, but now I'm curious about the canal textures. And also what these Euro ones are compared to the regular ones.
You know, ironically, I don't think this is like the worst post show we've ever done.
Like, there's five different kinds of labia here, right?
Yeah.
I could see where you could have room for two. Big floppy ones, little bitty ones.
Right.
What's the point of the other three?
They look like ones that you may have jerked off to.
I guess.
And that's all. I don't know. I mean, let's face it. A vagina is a warm hole.
Choose your fantasy. I guess it's just European porn stars. Who knows? Why does Nina Hartley get her own section here?
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, what's important is
she's like a MILF too. Look at that.
Yeah, she's been around for a long time.
I don't get this. It's more expensive, and she is...
Because she's a name.
But she's not a name. Have you ever heard of Nina Hartley?
Yes.
Oh, have you? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's cougar. You want a cougar pussy? Look how big and floppy that is. A lot of chipped ham in there. A lot of chipped up ham in there.
Chipped up ham.
She only has a pussy. She does not have an anus. You cannot.
Right, yeah. She's one of the older stars who doesn't do, you know.
Gotta keep with the times. All right. I'm done now. I'm going to turn this off. This is a little crazy.
See, this is what happens when I don't bring, when I forget my computer.
You start looking at flashlights.
Yeah, we get into weird areas when Jeff controls the computer.
So the question is, are you titillated at all to try a fleshlight?
A little.
Do you think
I'm curious.
Do you think it's worth the $50?
Because I make a reasonable amount of money and $50 is not a lot to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's, I mean, $50 is a lot, but it's not like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's, you know, it's a tank of gas. Yeah. I'd try it. I don't see a problem with trying it.
I'd probably try it too, except I have a wife.
Yeah.
A wife who really doesn't like the idea of me masturbating.
Well, that's her problem.
She feels like I'm not taking the effort to go to her. So
that's not what it's about at all. I mean, it really isn't. Yeah, it's like, but how can you explain that to her? Because how do you explain that it's not that I don't desire you. It's that
I just need to let some pressure loose.
There are inconvenient times when I get this feeling, and yeah, I have to let the pressure loose. And it actually feels bad and gross for me to think of you during those times, because I want to think of you in a better way than just something to let my pressure loose.
That's pretty romantic, Greg.
No, that's something I've never been accused of being.
You know what's fun when, sometimes, you know, after you come, you get stupid, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, there's been times where I've left evidence of my masturbation around, like, you know, tissues or lube or something. I don't know, you know. And she finds the evidence. You're like, oh.
Well, that's what I say. You know,
so clean up before you ejaculate. That's all I'm saying.
No, just tell her. Be honest with her. Honesty is the best policy. Just this is just a gross thing I have to do because I'm a man. It's like taking a shit. You don't want to be involved.
I'm more productive at work if I do this than if I don't.
You don't want to be involved in me taking a shit. You don't want to be involved in me jerking off. It has nothing to do with sex. It has nothing to do with love. It's just a biological imperative. It's our equivalent to a period. It's a biological imperative that we have to go through.
Just as every 4 days.
Yeah, no. But making love is different from jerking off. It's a totally different thing. And
no, if the schedules coincide, yeah, that's fine.
If the schedules coincide, that's nice. But it's not. Yeah, it doesn't always work out that way. And I'm sure she doesn't want to be bothered every time you're like, kind of want to jerk off now. Let me find Heather. That's the last thing she would want. So, you know, just tell her it's as gross as taking a shit. So that's why you don't want to be involved.
Three times a day.
But in the same way that it's as gross as taking a shit, yeah, throw out your fucking Kleenex.
Usually, like, I'm trying to think the evidence. Oh, you know, like, I think one time, leave porn up on the computer.
Oh.
You know? Like, so you guys on the computer, oh, there's porn up. Because, like, I swear, I get retarded after I bust a nut.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't think of, like, close these windows, clear the cache. You know, so maybe it's not Kleenex, but it's more of, like, porn on the computer. Uh-huh. Or the lube sitting out or something like that. Lube's a good investment, though.
Yes. Yeah. It's better than the other options, like lotion or Vaseline or something.
Yeah.
It feels better.
Spitting in your hand.
That's a great way to burn your dick.
I know that improves experience. That improves stamina, too.
If you say so. I'm
just teasing. Having fun. We should put some sex aids up on our Craft Beer Radio Amazon store.
Very specific 236 post-show related.
Yeah, this one's one for the record books.
This is what happens when we drink some after
the
beers.
Most amazing beer
yeah.
we've had in a while.
Well, these are, the lowest was the Pilsner, which was at 5, and the rest of them were like 8, right? And
mm-hmm.
This one's at 10 or something, right? Wasn't it like that?
Something like that. Anything else you want to talk about other than Fleshlights and other? I mean, this wouldn't have gone nearly as long if Fleshlight only sold like one.
Yeah.
Masturbation.
No, it's true. We went to the belly of the whale, and it was
fascinating.
There was a huge world there for us to discover. So, yeah. Well, I mean, I would make the point that you could take.
Here's an interesting phenomenon. The red line on the recorder is like, you know, half inch in front of where the waveform is, but the waveform is the accurate part of the thing. You see this? Like, talk.
Okay, that's something that we'll never get through to anybody who's not looking directly at the screen. But it's a horrible thing for radio.
It's a bug. It's a computer bug. I'm sorry. It's 53 minutes into the post show. I'm allowed to have something horrible for radio.
Back to my point, though, is my general point is
driving you crazy,
and why I was pointing out the positions of the story. You can make a story out of things like what we just did. You can make a story out of it, and you can find the points of the story.
You can. We didn't, but you can.
You can. And if you do that right, you can make something actually compelling.
We didn't, but you could.
I'm not saying we did. I'm saying you could. And you could pull out the parts that are extraneous. You could pull out the – and you could, you know, accentuate the parts that, you know, match your story. And
next week, just wait. We're going to have a Fleshlight feature that will be nailing every one of those. It'll be a classic.
See, now you're going too far.
Okay.
See, now you're like, okay, now we're going to write a script about Fleshlight. No, that's a little far along. My only point is you can pick the story out of anything. You can pick the story out of going to the bathroom. You can pick the story out of digging a hole. You can pick the story out of changing your tire. If you concentrate on the right points, you can pick a story out of us looking up fleshlights. It's possible. And you can actually make that compelling.
I love the idea of a compelling conversation about fleshlight.com and all of their options.
There are people who are listening to this right now. Not many, but there are people who are listening to this right now who are either saying that was compelling or, well, I listened to it, so there must have been something compelling about it.
Yeah. Okay, so how's titillating fit into compelling, right?
That was not titillating.
Okay. Maybe that's not the right word, but scandalous. I don't know what the word is. It's
It was taboo.
Taboo. There we go.
But taboo is only what you personally think of it. I mean, to me, it was... I think it's important that sex not be a taboo subject. So I think it's important to talk about sex more often.
I think that's a good thing. It's a... I'm trying to, you know, way late in the post show, get deep.
Why?
Come drunk.
All right.
I'm trying to build supporting arguments for where I'm thinking, but they're not coming into place. It's the gist of what I was going to say.
Or the jizz.
The jizz.
I'm sorry. I had to.
Of what I was going to say was Matt, even now, I'm not even sure I was going to say, even now at a mature age, and we're talking about this on in front of, you know, several hundred people, maybe, you know, in the post show, masturbation's still a private / embarrassing thing.
I think there's societal pressure. Mm-hmm. To keep it an embarrassing subject. And it comes from, to me, particularly onerous sources. Prudes, Puritans, and the extremely religious. And I think that it's much healthier for us to talk about these things. The same way that we talk about farting and we talk about shitting. And yeah, I mean, you know, they're... We were a lot more comfortable with that than we are talking about masturbation.
Oh, so here's a good segue into something to talk about, you know, maybe for the last few minutes here. You know, our office at work is a bunch of...
Flashlights.
Not flashlights. It's a bunch of suites from a professional building, so like different doctor's offices and things like that. It's very disjointed for a high-tech computer office.
Right.
There's one, two... There's actually five different suites on the floor, and we're in all five suites. So, like, you actually have to, like, enter key codes to get into each different one. And each one has a little bathroom, right? And then there's, like, the main bathroom out in the hallway, you know, for, like, the whole floor. And the rule is no number two in the bathrooms.
Okay.
But you can go to number one. But there's certain people that are, like, you know, they can't believe that people might go number one in the close-by bathroom because it's within... earshot of a desk, right? Someone might hear you tinkling.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, does anyone use the bathroom? I'm like, yes, I use the bathroom. It's like 6 feet from my desk. I use the bathroom. Uh-huh. I piss there, yes. Yeah. It's very convenient.
It's a bodily function that we all do.
It's very convenient, but people think, like, because you could pee within earshot of someone's workspace, that you... It's inappropriate. It just...
You know, look, when I go into work 2 days a week, I work next to somebody who I can hear every 10 or 15 minutes go, I'm the most annoying fucking thing in the world. I would welcome listening to somebody tinkling. Pee every 2 hours or something. if it were that rare. But no, it's like, I hear that all the time. And, you know, if you hear that once or twice, okay. But if you hear that every 15 minutes, it fucking gets on your nerves.
I mean,
and you want to strangle this person, even though she's strangely a kind of attractive girl. It's a weird dyke. It's a weird.
She has a snort.
Yeah. Oh.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, it's like everybody pees.
Right.
Everyone pees the same way. Who cares if you're a guy standing up peeing into a toilet and it's making noise? How is that something you should pretend you don't do?
People grow up weird and they have weird.
I mean, about peeing, you know, like everyone accepts that you pee, but you shouldn't.
Okay, hold on a second. Pause this. Because I have something to bring up here, or a question. But I need to go to the bathroom first because I think this actually will get more involved, believe it or not. All right. Here's my question. So you know how, like, okay, there's gay sex, and you can talk about gay sex. And there are people who are just like, all right, well, you know, gay sex, whatever. People do what they want. There are people like, okay, that's kind of grody, but whatever. And then there are people who are like, oh my God, gay sex is the worst possible thing imaginable. And it's a horrible, disgusting thing that should never happen. And those are the guys generally that end up hiring male prostitutes. Right? So the question is,
not all of them, but they have been known to, yes.
Yes, but they've been known to. So you wonder if some of those people who are grossed out by pee are the ones who are hiring people to pee on them in their private thing. You know,
that's going to put a whole image in my head I prefer not to have had, but it's too late now.
Too late. Because there is the people who are just kind of like gay sex, whatever, generally I find don't turn out to be gay. And the people who are like, gay sex is kind of grody, but, you know, whatever, don't turn out to be gay. And the people who are like, gay sex is a sin against all things possible, sometimes turn out to be gay.
Water sports.
Oh. And so I'm wondering whether the same thing applies to urination and defecation. And it makes me wonder if, you know, like I said, you know, we've talked about it before. I'm kind of grossed out by the idea of anal sex. Does that mean that I really want to fuck somebody in the ass? I don't know. I haven't done it. I don't really have a desire to. But I think I'm more kind of just kind of grodied out by it than thinking it's a horrible sin against humanity.
Gotcha. So we got some options for this year. Of like beer events and things, you know, there's Saver. I need to talk to the Brewers Association about Saver, but there's a few other things. I wanted to get your opinion.
Okay.
See if we should try to get to any of these. I got to find. So the closest one is a local one, and it is looking for the info. Mount Lebanon has a Winterfest on February 23rd, and one of the organizers wanted to know if we would be interested in doing a live show or something there.
February 23rd.
12 to 3.
It's a Saturday.
Okay, so you're up for it?
Yeah.
All right. So
assuming
hometown chili and homebrew beers.
That I'm not sure. There is a time of going down to my parents' place in February, and that could be that weekend. So I have to find that out.
All right. Well, I could always do it on my own if that's the case. Yeah. So I'll tell Daniel that we'll commit to that one. And then a little more widespread, we have, let's see, it's in March, I think. Craft Brewers Conference is in March from the 26th, which is a Tuesday, to the 29th, Friday, in D.C.
I'm going to say probably no.
Okay. No, I wasn't planning on doing all 4 days, but maybe, you know, it'd be kind of cool to, like, go down to D.C., see a couple, you know, we could probably get press for a couple seminars and be around the brewers, right? I thought that'd be kind of cool to do for a day or two.
Yeah, but if we get into Saver, we get around the brewers anyway.
Right. Okay, so Saver is on
June
14th and 15th. Right. mm-hmm. in New York City.
In New York City this time, just this year.
And then also, hold on, did I miss one?
And I will forsake my cheat day for the sake of Saber and do a double cheat day. I will do it.
Okay. And then
Saber's too good for me. Not.
2 weeks later, then you'll probably be out for this one, but 2 weeks later is the National Homebrewers Conference in Philadelphia.
Yeah, if I do Saber, I can't do something 2 weeks later.
Okay. And then on... I didn't put it in here. When's the GABF? It's...
be somewhere in September, right?
It's October.
October. I would give a tentative yes to a GABF. I would like to go to another
October GABF. 10th to 12th. Okay, because Heather gave me the okay to try to line up another GABF, but we would need to kind of cover airfare. Like, at least my airfare, I would need to cover through donations and whatnot.
I think I could pay my own way. I don't have to deal with, you know, kids and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not in as much pressure. So I think I could pay my own way to a GABF.
Okay, so you are in for Saver. Not so much. The Craft Brewers Conference, you said you weren't too much too interested in. Okay.
I mean, we with the GABF, we were able to kind of finagle hotels out of them, right? So, yeah.
Okay. So... Again, we were, you know, this is kind of just like back office stuff that we're talking about on the post show.
But we might as well, you're as much a part of the show as we are. So,
so that's the plan. Now, however, for the Homebrewers Conference in Philly, that might be an opportunity for me and the family to head out that way. So without Greg, we might go check something.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, don't not go because it, you know, it's hard for me to get the time. But, you know, yeah, if it's a good family event, yeah, do it. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, the Craft Brewers Conference being in March, D.C., 4 days. If I didn't have kids, yeah, I'd be there. But, you know, with all the other stuff going on, I got to pick and choose. That would probably be the first one to cut, even though, you know, it would be cool to see some of those sessions and also just going to be D.C. with all professional brewers and not much of the, you know, the crowd, not many groupies, you know, just brewers.
But I definitely would like to experience a second GABF sort of as as you did last time, which is sort of more wizened, more of an idea of what's going on.
Okay. Sounds good. We will have to, figure that one out. Get some, try to get out there. I think we can swing it, but might have to promote it a little bit to try to get funding to get out there.
Well, I mean, if we do Saver again,
that'll
and you send the bill
parlay the money into the GABF. Yeah, you're right. And then you know they were interested in getting us in GABF. Was it last year or the year before? So we might be able to. Work it a little bit too, so yeah, we'll have to get on the ball. And
I'm interested this time. I definitely am, and I will pay for my flight. I have no problem with that. And
if necessary,
and you know, we get the press passes and we get the hotels like last time. Then perfect. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. All right. I think it's time to wrap up then.
All right. Well, have a good week. I hope you enjoyed our dildo talk. Didn't expect it to be a theme, but it really turned into one.
Craft dildo radio.
Because the crafted dildos are really the best ones.
A couple of jobs ago, I worked with a guy who...
who made dildos.
He did. I forget where, but he did blown glass. The glass ones that you were scared of? That's what he made. He showed me one, but it wasn't like
finished.
Well, no, it wasn't as smooth and polished as you might expect. There was bumps and bubbles and stuff, and like,
well,
really,
like a dick, right?
like imperfect glass, you know, a little more scary than like, you know, perfectly crystal, you know, dong. Well,
not everyone can be an artisan.
No, you're right.
Some people just make sort of subpar dildos. That's just what you got to deal with. Okay, if we could name the show Subpar Dildos, I would say we would. We should. 236. Grab
CBR. Two Subpar Dildos.
CBR 236. Two Subpar Dildos. But unfortunately, that won't work. So I know you have a you always pick out the title, and you had a problem with 234 when you named it 234.
34.
So let's figure out a title for this show for 236 before we go.
Okay. Doesn't mean I won't spell it wrong.
No, but I sort of liked your commitment, believe it or not, to okay, it was spelled wrong. All right, it's just going to stay spelled wrong.
I figured.
There was a weird kind of admiration I had for that kind of, I'm sticking to it. So, okay.
It was out there. I'm like, I can rename it, but no. No point. Very little point renaming it.
So we could get like Smokey and the Bandit. I mean, it's a ready-made title, Smoking Wood, but it's a little too obvious. So
we can stop recording and figure it out. I don't think this is going to be great radio trying to come up with it.
All right.
It's the kind of thing where we throw a bunch of things at the wall and see what sticks, and that's not great radio, even though that's most of the show.
Throw things at the wall and see what sticks. That'd be an interesting name.
For the post show. Oh, we're giggling way too much. It's time to go.
Subpar Dildos has to be the name of the show.